Internet search engine Google has been getting kudos from civil libertarians for its decision to fight a Justice Department request to look at millions of searches. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, Google's position may be more about business than principle.
Recently, the Justice Department subpoenaed search records from Google to help prove the importance of the Child Online Protection Act, or COPPA. COPPA forces pornography websites to take steps to prevent minors from viewing adult content. It's been challenged on First Amendment grounds by the ACLU. Tom Lee, a former lawyer for the Justice Department, says government attorneys want the information to show that COPPA is more effective at keeping children away from online pornography than current software protections, such as adult content filters.
There was a need to compare that mechanism that COPPA puts in place with what the court thought might be a so-called less restrictive alternative.
MSN, Yahoo, and AOL worked out deals with the Justice Department in which company officials provided information. All say that they did not compromise the privacy of their users. But Google refused to hand over any records. The Justice Department requested a list of all phrases entered into the company's search engine during an unspecified single week. Government lawyers also want 1 million randomly selected web addresses from Google databases. Li Tian, an attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation, believes that even though the government is not asking for names associated with those searches, the request violates users' privacy. He lauds Google for refusing to hand over information.
The things you enter into a search engine when you're searching for books on plumbing or, any kind of information about any subject that's available, that's clearly the content of a communication. It's clearly revealing what it is that people are thinking about.
However, Google is not objecting to the government's request on privacy grounds. In a letter to the Justice Department, company lawyers objected because it would reveal trade secrets. However, the government has offered to protect those secrets. That's why John Battelle thinks this is a very calculated move by Google. Battelle is author of The Search, a book about Google and its rivals. He says Google's rise to become the most popular search engine may be as much about its image as it is about actual searches. And even when it became a public company, Google vowed to stick with its core principle, don't be evil.
I think it saw an opportunity in fighting the DOJ on this one. And the opportunity was to have a high-profile lawsuit, which posed Google as the champion of the everyday searcher, as the company that stood up to Big Brother.
But that isn't necessarily how users are viewing what's going on. John Lehrer is a 24-year-old who lives in Concord, New Hampshire, and uses Google Search and its email service. He says he always knew that the company collected information about him.
I must search for stuff on Google 1,000 times a day, and the idea that they know every search and then have a history of my searches, they probably know my brain better than I do.
Still, Lara says he hadn't really been thinking about what that meant until he read about Google's resistance to the government request.
You actually do wonder, have they saved all my searches, just some of my searches? Do they know who I send emails to? Do they know what I write in my emails? And so this very abstract question, which you don't even think about because Google provides this great service, all of a sudden you do think about it.
In fact, most observers of Google, MSN, Yahoo, and AOL say it isn't clear what kind of information these companies possess. Both author Battelle and attorney Li Tian say they actually hope this incident will spark more public interest in what these internet giants collect and perhaps a national dialogue over whether there ought to be some limits. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
And you can learn what search engines want to know about you and ways you can protect your privacy online at npr.org.